I want to talk about this crazy new action by Jay Inslee and by his executive department and by the Washington legislature to raise the price of fuel dramatically in an effort to try to cut down on the amount of carbon that goes into the air, greenhouse gas emissions, as they like to call them. I've warned you that it's likely to raise fuel prices. It actually already has raised fuel prices and ultimately will probably raise them for you and me at the gas pump by 46 cents. But what you may not have thought about is what effect is this going to have on farmers? Because the farmers who grow your food use an amazing amount of diesel. They have to. They use an awful lot of fossil fuels to plant the crops, to fertilize the crops, to harvest the crops, and to get the crops to market. That doesn't happen without diesel fuel. They're not doing it with electric trucks. So I wanted to bring on Senator Perry Dozier, who represents District 16, that's Columbia and Walla Walla counties. Senator, good to have you on the program again.
It's nice to be back with you this afternoon. Also, the 16th does take in quite a portion of Benton County now, clear down to the Columbia River over to Yakima County line, Lars.
I should have mentioned that as well. But let me ask you, this Climate Commitment Act passed by Democrats about 2 years ago, the cap and tax program that's going to artificially raise the cost of fuel, but weren't farmers supposed to get an exemption?
Yeah, originally the exemption that agriculture got, I think, is over two decades old, exempting us from the fuel taxes, road taxes that are paid, which has been quite a benefit for us because we are heavily dependent on our fossil fuels. And when this bill, the Climate Commitment Act or cap and tax, came out, ag was still supposed to be able to realize our exemptions. However, even though you look at it, it's not a direct tax on us because of the effects of the tax on other businesses, we feel it as it blankets down on us. And we've seen that happen starting in January when the price of fuel started rising.
Except that farmers aren't supposed to pay that. I mean, I pay fuel tax because I drive my vehicle on state roads and highways. Farmers use this fuel almost exclusively off of the roads and highways. Why would they be paying any taxes on it at all?
You know, that's a good question. We shouldn't be, and because it is all off use, part of it is the tax that would be paid, like we will pay a tax on our highway diesel, but that's because we're putting wear and tear on our highways. Other than that, we should not be paying a tax on this for the off-road use of it. And again, because it does factor in as a very large portion of our expenses, basically getting our crops in.
Well, and the cap and tax scheme, though, is not a direct tax. And I've had to explain this to people. This is not you pull up the pumps and it's included in the per gallon tax that you pay. This is added on at the producer level. Does that mean they can get around that and still add those extra costs for farmers?
Well, I think that's honestly what we're seeing. We're seeing the effects of maybe it is the businesses that have to pay that tax, that carbon tax, trying to recapture a portion of what they're paying. It could be that. One of the things that the bill that myself and Senator Sheslett from the 9th District were wanting to introduce was basically putting the onus back on ecology's shoulders, saying, you were supposed to exempt us from this. You're making the rules. You figure out what the increase is in the cost that is borne by the off-road users of the fuel and the way for us to report it. And then a portion of the monies received from the CCA, Climate Commitment Act, would then be utilized for basically a rebate that would offset the higher cost of fuel that we are paying because of the cap and tax bill.
Yeah, and that's where it starts to concern me, Senator Dozier, because as much as I don't want farmers to pay the extra tax, I don't want anybody else to pay it either. I think this climate commitment nonsense is a scam. I don't think it changes the climate. I don't think it's going to change people's use of fuel. And so participating in it by saying, well, after you've stripped those extra dollars out of everybody else's pocket, give some of them back to the folks who are farmers to try to compensate them, that means you're taking part in that process that I don't think is legitimate to begin with. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's not equitable as you're saying, across the board for all people who are having their fuel prices go up. And so I guess if you look at it being equitable broadly across fuel users, then, yeah, it probably would be correct in you saying that. However, there again, too, we were exempted from those fuel taxes, and because of the increase, we feel that we should continue to be exempted instead of having those costs go up.
See, I'm worried that what they're going to do, the folks who like the Climate Commitment Act, because they're just gathering a lot of money. They haven't even told us necessarily how they're going to spend the money. And apparently the way it was written in the law, the legislature can spend this dough any way they choose to spend it, whether it has something to do with CO2 or not. So all they have is a giant new slush fund, and they might be willing to buy you off and say, okay, go ahead, give the farmer some money. And then you become part of the crime. You know, where they're going to steal from citizens and say, we're going to punish you for using fuel, but we bought off some of the opposition by buying the farmers out. That sounds like it'll get your support for the rest of it, because then you're going to say, well, we need the Climate Commitment Act because it's helping to subsidize the farmers. And all they've done is really just buy your support. Are you worried about that?
I don't know that I have no support for the Climate Commitment Act at all. So I think it was bad legislation to start off with, because it really affects a majority of businesses in Eastern Washington. And I think what it's ultimately going to do, this Climate Commitment Act, is going to either keep business from wanting to locate here or drive out the businesses with their rising costs. If they can't stay in business here in Washington State, they'll go across the state line elsewhere, especially our border counties. We've got that in Walla Walla County and Benton County.
Yeah, I'm just concerned about that. Is there any chance this bill's actually going to get a hearing or get passed or get signed by Jay Inslee, the bill you've proposed?
Right now, the bill has not been scheduled for a hearing, no. And this is cut off. Basically, it's not going to get heard.
So it won't even be looked at. So, I mean, because just to explain to people who don't spend all their time in Olympia, if the bill doesn't get a hearing in committee, it ain't going anywhere.
Committee chair won't hear it.
And why not? Have they given you an explanation?
They're putting the blame on this. The committee chair basically sent me back an email stating that the blame should be placed on the refineries and the suppliers for the increase in costs.
Unbelievable. That is Senator Perry Dozier. He represents District 16 of the state legislature.